If ever you have the joy of visiting St. Peter's Basilica, you will be drawn to the crowds around the altar of St. Jerome, where St. John the 23rd lies in repose. Now, if you just walk around the corner to the right, you come to the altar of St. Basil the Great, and in the altar reposes a magnificently dressed Orthodox bishop, with crown and Orthodox vestments and the great omiphoron wrapped around his shoulders, reaching down to his feet. That is Saint Josaphat, a saint of the 16th century and part of the movement which started in the 15th century of uniting Rome and the Orthodox churches of the East. A time fraught with difficulty, because not only was this movement of reunion with the Council of Florence and then later with the Synod of Brest in the air, the Protestant Reformation was also in full swing, and the political exploitation of the Protestant Reformation was also in great swing. And so all of these circumstances crashed together and result in the martyrdom of Josaphat, one of the leaders of the Eastern Rite seeking and establishing union with Rome against the forces of division, both religious and political, of his time. And today's readings, the readings of the ordinary weekday, are entirely appropriate to Josaphat's witness, because they echo something, both Jesus' words in the Gospel and that wonderful hymn to wisdom from the Book of Wisdom that we have in today's readings. Jesus saying, don't pay attention to people who say, the kingdom of God is here, the kingdom of God is there, look here, look there, look here, look there. But rather saying, stand still and see where the kingdom of God is unfolding, not here, not there, but everywhere. And that wonderful hymn to wisdom shows the presence of wisdom, the subtlety embracing all of creation and leading it to its goal, the vision of God, the full unfolding of the presence of God through creation, within creation, and taking creation beyond to transcendence. Do not look here, do not look there. Stand still and see, the kingdom of God is present. Where this has particular application to Josaphat's life, and not only his life, because we must remember, if you stand at Josaphat's altar and you just move, or the altar of St. Basil where Josaphat lies, and you move back to the left, you get the altar of St. Jerome where St. John the 23rd lies. It is fitting that these two saints lie next to each other, and it is fitting that they lie at the altars of these various saints, St. Jerome and St. Basil. St. Basil, the great architect of monasticism in the East, and Josaphat helped revive that monasticism. And Jerome, the great scripture scholar, the great translator of the Bible, part of that movement of constantly investigating the scriptures so that we return to the sources, one of the leading phrases that arises from the Vatican Council called by St. John the 23rd. Revival, return, vision, and insight. And the insight that Jehoshaphat offers is that the diversity of practice and rite does not threaten the unity of the Church, because ultimately we have to trust that the wisdom of God permeates all things, and where human frailty has led to division, even within the Church, the wisdom of God in fact holds all things together. We do not think that the plurality of persons in the Trinity in any way threatens the unity of God. We try our best theologically to understand what seems to be an ultimate paradox. But when it comes to the expression of that paradox in our own opinions, we very easily divide what is not divided. We divide the church into left and right and east and west and up and down and north and south, and heaven alone knows how many divisions are currently there. And we see threats of disunity. We see threats against our tradition. We see threats and threats and threats. And we try and look here and we try and look there for an answer. But Jesus says, stand still and see the kingdom of God already unfolding, even in this human mess. The diversity of the church, the plurality of the church, does not threaten her unity. And we see that only by standing still, by stop worrying about the plurality of opinions and choosing the right one from this enormous range of options, but rather to stand still and see where the wisdom of God, who holds all things in unity, is unfolding through our tendency to use politics to divide religion and religion, to canonize certain political views, through the divisions of right, through the divisions of practice, through the divisions of theology, through the divisions, dare I even say, of morality. There is a spirit of unity holding all things together. Yes, it also, the Spirit of God, He also allows us to see when we have gone beyond the borders of this great unity. But the problem is, we often see others as having crossed the borders of unity into dissolution long before they actually have. And we make judgments which may be inappropriate. And those inappropriate judgments came to Jehoshaphat in the form of martyrdom. He was killed by good Christians. His blood was shed by good Christians who could not hold together the unity of the church and the plurality of practice and right. He was killed by good people. John the 23rd in turn suffered that great modern martyrdom called the papacy, realizing that the diversity does not threaten the unity, and the diversity and unity are held together creatively by God, and we need to serve God, who holds the diversity in unity, rather than playing God in cutting off those parts of diversity with which we personally do not agree. Saint Jehoshaphat was killed by good people with good intentions, the great paradox. We sometimes do similar things in our attitudes, in the way that we talk about people who differ from us, with legitimate theological tastes, with legitimate ritual and rite preferences. But Jehoshaphat also teaches us that the unity of the church is not threatened by her diversity. And Jesus tells us to stand still, to recognize the unity of God, holding us together in His love, in His presence, in His joy, and in His kingdom, which is not here, which is not there. The kingdom of God, the Spirit of God, is everywhere.